Broadcasting directly to your personal devices, it's the Topper Sports Podcast, featuring our founder and CEO, Topper. Also featuring Commissioner Lenny Alba. And last but not least, the head of officiating, a.k.a. the dirtiest player in the game, Ramir. And without further ado, let's go!
Back up in your ass with the resurrection. Is the group harder than an erection that shows no affection? They want to ban us on Capitol Hill. Cause it's die, motherfuckers, die, motherfuckers.
All alone, it was a ghetto.
Your team sucks.
Now he's got to change the mic again.
he probably does. Topper's been a...
Oh, no, this is it.
Are you sure? Because you only adjusted yourself 14 times. Do you have enough cranberry mimosa?
I have enough to get us through the first half.
First half? So we're only doing a 20-minute podcast?
You got it.
You
couldn't
get
anything.
And then you couldn't get your straw? It's amazing. This is where we're at.
You just asked me to get you...
And it's just starting.
Go and get drinks.
We've been recording. This is awesome. Awesome. Of course we've been recording.
Well, now
we have to do it. Now you do the doctor. Now you do the DJ thing.
Yeah.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Week 5, maybe to some people Week 6 podcast. I am your host of the TSL podcast, Joe K. Alongside, as usual, even though he is struggling with that microphone today.
Played 5 games yesterday. I'm struggling in general today. Just everything.
5 games. We are going to get into all of them. I hope you remember them all in great detail, because I'm sure you weren't even drinking last night.
Not last night, no. Well, I mean...
How long?
It really depends. I mean...
When did you pass out?
When does night start?
I got home at 10:30. I probably passed out around 10:35.
That's actually what I figured you were going to say there. And then, of course, Jeff Kroll is here. Hi, Jeff.
Joe, thanks for having me back.
Well, I mean, you're pretty much welcome every time because you know a whole lot about the league that I don't pay attention to. So that's kind of the best part.
Nor I.
And then our... You've always been right. Like, that's the best part. Not paying attention and then pretending you know what you're talking about. That's what gets me through here. And our special guest today... Well, they told me they were coming on the podcast, so I don't really have much of a choice. And when I say they, I mean Tammy told me everything, and then Nick's just here because he's supposed to be.
And he's my driver, so.
He is the driver.
I listen to the boss.
And Nick does what he's told. He also traded his wife's rights for a future Nashville trip to one Gordon Cuss. That's official. I think we even signed a contract in blood. It was amazing. But
I don't think it was legal and binding because there was alcohol, too much alcohol involved. So
the various Buchecks are here. Tammy, you've been on the show before, so we kind of know your thing. How you been?
I've been good. Just enjoying playing again, you know. I'm going to probably be, I'm hurting today, so
yeah, that's
I'm a little.
That's just a common theme nowadays. Like, we're all at that point where everything hurts. Breathing's not great, but
no,
it's still fine.
Your body aches, and every week I say, I think this is my last week, or I'm my last season, and then I always end up signing back up again.
This is my last breath. Yeah. I'm still going for it. I don't care. And then Nick's here. Nick, you haven't been on the podcast before. You're being semi-reluctant for some reason. You're not even choosing to speak into your microphone. So if you could do that, it'd be cool. So at least
I am speaking into my microphone.
All right. Now, he did bend over to do that, everybody. Nick, you're the only one people don't really like I said.
That sounded so painful.
It was painful.
You know, the mic adjusts.
Yeah, you don't have to bend over that way. You don't need to put muscles on the podcast. Our first podcast-related injury is amazing. So, Nick, when did you get involved in the league? Because people don't really know, like, that part.
I have been involved in the league for 17 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Lord.
The league hasn't even been around for 17 years, has it?
No. I started at Mile. Long, long time ago. Behind the main transit fire station.
Oh, wow. All right.
That's forever ago. That was before my time. I don't even know what you're talking about.
What team were you on back then?
Yeah, I was going to say.
What team were you on back then?
I don't even know. I was with Renee, Holly, Joey Batts, Turski when we first all kind of started up.
Huh.
Wasn't Joey Batts like 12, 17 years ago?
We were all young back then.
He's still dying. You weren't.
Yeah, I was. I'm still young.
Oh, okay. That's what we're going with. I like
we
it.
We are
That's
talking fine. Almost, what, 12, 15 years ago?
He just said 17 years ago. That's how he opened.
I don't think it was 17 years ago when we were at the fire hall, was it?
No, it had to be, because, I mean, I've been in the league for over 10 years. And
I mean, it's quite possible. I mean, I do forget a lot of things.
It's got to be close to 16, 17 years. Okay. Been around for a while.
Like, we're joking about being old, but there's definitely people listening to this podcast that were 7 when you started playing football. That's where we're at right now. It's amazing. That's crazy.
Thanks.
That's crazy. I love it.
Thanks for making me feel old.
No, it's just what this is the way it is because it's such a wonderful league and it's lasted for forever because it's timeless. We'll just roll with it. It's fine. It's all
yeah.
Cool. But we're here. Yesterday was a fantastic day at the fields, I'd say, with the exception of maybe like a 15-minute span from like 3:30 to 3:45. Those last games got poured on, but other than that...
sure, it felt good.
It did. We were playing at that time. It felt nice.
Oh, really? It wasn't even that bad? Because like, no. I was standing at the bar and it just started raining buckets. I'm like, I'm just going to... cut under the tent here and not get poured on.
But, and you were playing at that time, right?
Yeah, I was. At that point, it honestly almost felt like refreshing.
Yeah.
You know, just having been outside in the heat all day. So, yeah.
Got a little humid. Nice. It got a little sticky.
A little sticky.
Sticky. And then you were not so sticky. So I get it.
Yeah, there's all kinds of sticky puns to be made here. So thank you.
It worked out in the end. It actually, I enjoyed it very much so. Topper played 5 games. I was involved in 5 games. So I don't know why I do these things. I don't know why you do these things because...
Yeah, especially since I make the scheduling.
Yeah, how did that happen?
I don't know.
You literally are in charge of not having to kill yourself.
You know, I get to a point where I'm just trying to insert games where I'm looking at one team where they have a game. I'm like, okay, this works out for them. Not even thinking I had a doubleheader on my other team that same day. So, whatever. We got through it.
No, that's fine. I mean, you're working on your cardio, right?
Yeah, right. That's fine. I'm just quarterback, so it's not like I'm doing all the running.
Just quarterback.
Aaron, on the other hand.
Yeah, well, he was sleepy. It's fine.
Yeah.
Understandably so, too. I mean, he can only jump so high for your airmail passes that you keep throwing them. It's kind of becoming a bit at this point. And then, you guys are going to hear a lot of, well, Nick's hacking up a lung, but other than that, the dogs are here. It's basically Topper's Tavern and Dog Park and Poolside Cabana now.
There's yes.
4 dogs here
four
currently.
Dogs.
I think a fifth one's on
fifth
its way.
On its way.
Having a little pool party here, just kind of like we always wanted to do. It's going to be fun. It might not be fun. It doesn't matter. You people are still going to listen anyway. That's the best part about this. They just listen, and then they complain or give me high fives. And that's what I found out a lot yesterday, when people just keep saying, oh, yeah, I listen to that. That's awesome. I love it. The people I have no clue. Like, I met a whole bunch of new people at the bar yesterday that I hadn't really talked to, and there's just so many people who are enjoying this league. Shout out to Steven from Show Me Them TDs. I don't even know if he's going to listen to this, but somebody new I met, I think he said he was like 36, but he's having a blast. He's only played 2 games. He thinks this is the best thing ever. He hung out at the bar most of the night. He actually used to play in college. He played for University of Illinois, actually. And yeah, I know, right? That's the face I made too. That, like, that's awesome. And he's like, yeah, he goes, this is the best. Like, he's just like, this is one of the best things ever. And it's just another thing where a new person can come into the league and just be like, I don't know what this is, but let's play some co-ed football. And it turns out to be just like one of the best things you end up doing.
That's like that Ward we were talking to. Yeah. And I think he's on your Breakfast Club team.
Yes.
Yeah, he was talking. I mean, he's started playing too, and he's loving it.
Absolutely, yeah. Actually, last week I had a long conversation with Ward. Mm-hmm. We ended up betting on the horse race and everything. I said it on last week's show. But yeah, he's another person who just came in and is like, "This is amazing what you guys do." And well, good work. Yeah, I know these dogs.
Belle's getting attacked out there.
I know she's trying to be the dog coordinator, and she's going very poorly. At least they're not attacking us at this point, and Bones isn't crashing into the bar like last week. That's even better. What else? What did I want to say? Do we want to just get into the games and start like talking
about
them?
Yeah, we might as well
do that. So like, let's just get right into it. Tammy, as usual, you know, we always make our females read scores because it's what we do.
You want
to
read them off the computer?
Get right to them.
Yeah, I'm going to say I'm going to need the computer because...
You had another full week to be able to make this work and you've still chosen not to.
I know.
We were talking about that 2 weeks ago.
And 3 weeks ago.
What is he doing?
Nothing. Nothing.
And you're the reigning executive of the year of this league?
Not for long.
Yikes.
Because I got news for everybody. Next week is not the TSL. It is the JKSL. As Topper will be out of town.
JK show.
We're going to burn this league to the ground in one day.
Jeff Kroll and Joe K are running the league.
All of your life's work. Just
all of your injuries, don't bring them to me. Bring them to Jeff. I don't want to hear about it. If you're going to buy somebody your Corona, it gets to be me. And
that's the division of labor.
Well, now we don't have to watch the gate, so that's super cool.
That actually is super cool for us.
Now we don't have to do those. We can just troll the fields. We can yell at people like Ramir used to do.
Yeah.
Make sure games are on time. Because under Topper's watch, they're a little off now. So I'm going to yell at people. I think I'm going to play 80s hair music all day.
And just with the gate also, you guys did a great job, but it was so nice yesterday to not have to worry about that.
Oh,
just kind of come and go and watch games and just hang out. It was nice to kind of have normal.
Fully back.
Yeah. I think we did the right thing for as long as we needed to, but it is definitely a relief to kind of trend back towards being normal again.
Now we have the okays and things are just good. And I don't think we're taking the fences down anytime soon because nobody wants to like do that work. But other than that, that's the truth. We don't want to take them down
here.
But yeah, that was super fun too, and I don't know. Like I said, I thought yesterday was awesome. So let's get into the games and talk about them.
Alrighty, so at 9 o'clock for Breakfast Club, Great White Clarks beat Robin's Nest 40-34. The Amigos beat Driving Me Curry by 38-33. Valkyries beat Peanut Butter Kelly Time 44-41. And Stone Cold Killers beat Step It Up a Notch 50-24.
Yeah, so I was definitely like a few minutes late for my games because I'm just horrible at time management as a human being. That's just my flaw. It's fine. Nobody's perfect. But Jeff Grohl, you actually filled in for us. And well, you talk about the game.
Yeah, this was actually my Breakfast Club debut, which I noticed on the Topper website this morning. One of the poll questions the Topper put on there was Jeff Grohl makes his Breakfast Club debut, promptly goes 0-1. So that's a spoiler for how that game turned out. It actually was a ton of fun, though. I mean, people say this all the time on the podcast, and I'll say it again. It's just fun playing with new people.
Absolutely.
And it's fun just the whole, like, relaxed vibe of Breakfast Club. It really was cool to be a part of that. So I played for just the beginning of the game a little bit on offense until Joe got there, and then I continued to play the rest of the game on defense because Kyle, what was Kyle's injury? He's got like is it a nerve thing or something?
He has like a pinched nerve in his back, and I guess it happened in his sleep the night before. He texted us at 7:30 yesterday morning, just like, hey, so might not be there. And I was like, that's not good.
Yeah, so he was struggling, so I just I hung out for the rest of the day and played defense, and I actually started the game with a nice pick off Scotty. And then didn't do a whole lot after that, but it was really a fun day.
Yeah, we were up for a while there, and then we ended up just blowing it, right? And then
we did.
Yeah, it's fine. Whatever. It's what happened.
Yeah,
I forgot.
Maybe he should talk about it.
Yeah.
Honestly, the problem that I have is that I know I played against you. Like, I'm remembering it right now, but I was remembering your shirt, and I keep thinking you're on the other team that looks like you have the same exact colors.
Yep.
And I screwed that up. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. So it's ridiculous. But tell me your side of the story then, because it felt like to us like we just kind of blew it, and you guys just made a really nice comeback. Like Zach had like 47 catches, and then
Hearn was playing too.
It was nice to see Herney out there playing finally. But yeah, you guys unfortunately kind of somehow found a way to lose it. But I didn't realize Kyle was hurt either, so that doesn't help. So.
Yeah, because like one of the best parts about Breakfast Club and having Kyle play is that he can do on the quarter like the Travis we'll call it, where you just scramble around for forever and. We lose that immediately when Kyle's like, I can't even plant. And, like, if he couldn't plant, I think his ducks went, like, 5 feet. And that's not his fault. Like, at least he gutted it out. But, yeah, that was rough to see. But, yeah, you guys got your first win, so that's exciting.
It was nice.
Pumped.
You were so pumped.
You were so pumped you got Val drunk. It was great. She was having a blast, that's for sure. She's dancing. We'll talk about those games later because I was not dancing during those ones. Did anybody, how did your game go, Tammy? Tell us about
it. We played Emily, they had their poem bet. So I guess for the second year, they did it again. And
Emily.
Yeah, the Emily Curry, our team lost. So we're just going to have another poem to write, unfortunately.
That's fantastic.
So.
That was my idea, right? Yeah. Plenty didn't get that one. I came up with the poem, and that was a good one. I love it. Oh, that means she's got to bring the board back then so she can post it for everybody to see.
I don't know. I might still have the board. Unless you took it.
That means I don't have any reason to take that board. So it's probably just sitting in your garage underneath that signed picture of Mr. Building.
Yeah.
It's still the best. So what have you guys just... What's up with your team? Like, just give me the rundown.
Well, you guys were up 12
points.
We were up.
I think, you know, it's... to be honest, I think we just weren't meshing well. And our quarter... Like, Brian, our quarter... I think that's his name, Brian.
Yes.
Like, he's fairly new at quarterbacking, so he's just kind of... getting hit the ropes and
he's
everything.
He's
so
the Vaspian quarterback.
The Vaspian quarterback, yep. So it's, you know, I mean, you're playing with new people you're not used to. He's fairly new at quarterbacking, so I think it's just going to take a little bit of time to kind of get his feel comfortable back there.
For sure. And Topper, how did things, because you guys played each other, obviously.
We played each
other, Amigos. So how did things go on your side of things?
We just started playing, I think, better defense in the second half.
Yeah.
And didn't make any mistakes ourselves. No picks in the second half. So
I've been noticing a trend with a lot of the Breakfast Club games. It's like most teams have like a good half and a bad half, and it's just interesting to see how they match up. Like,
yeah.
If they're opposites, it's going to be more exciting to see like comebacks and all that other stuff. And if it's like the same time, you're just going to have like a really bad half, and then all of a sudden it's just like going to be offensive explosion. Yes. It's crazy. So.
And we were trying to come down, and we would have. I mean, it came down to the last second. So.
Yeah.
The most part, yeah.
Absolutely. How close was our game?
It was like the last second.
See? Crazy. So it's fun. Breakfast Club, most of these games are close. Stone Cold Killers just wiped the floor with Step It Up a Notch, though, and that's pretty good to see because I know that in the beginning, Stone Cold Killers weren't scoring right away, so it was like, is this going to, like, how are they going to fare? And now they've just been kind of, like, kicking some ass lately, so good on that. Breakfast Club is super, super fun. People are looking at the dogs playing, but hey, let's go to the 10 o'clock games.
Oh, sorry.
Nah, don't be sorry. This is just how I do things.
All right, for at 10 o'clock, Sloppy Seconds beat Why So Serious, 39-16. Tight Ends in Motion beat Public Enemy, 35-1.
We're going to get right into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, XCC beat Bullet Club, 40-32. Scared Hitless lost to Losing Streak, 20-22. Puckett All-Stars beat Wasted Potential, 42-8.
Ooh, that's pretty interesting. We'll go right into it. Has anybody scored 1 point before in league's history?
I want to say yes.
It seems like it should have been, but I don't remember it ever.
I'm pretty sure it has.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen it before once also. But I do think this is probably the second time, but that's incredible.
It's so crazy. Yeah. Like, getting 1 point is awesome.
And by the way, that 1 point was, it was a controversial point in that game. Obviously, you get it from intercepting and returning an extra point, but Bro dove for that, and it looked like he might have tagged him.
Really?
So that debatably, and I don't know what the right call or wrong call was. I was standing right there, and it could have gone either way.
The right call was let the 1 point stand.
I agree, yeah. Because that's awesome.
It's so cool.
Tight Ends is probably looking at it like, well, that was really a shutout.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
But
like,
I mean, what's worse, though? Scoring 1 point or being shut out? I mean, I think scoring 1 point is worse.
Is worse.
I think it's amazing, because if you're going to lose, it doesn't matter if you lose 35 or 34 points, but you can say you scored 1 point, which is damn near impossible in this league. Like over 17 years, it's happened maybe twice ever. So I think that's really cool. Plus, you know, it kind of makes a little lighter note on what should be like our marquee matchup in the league, which was just absolutely nothing because, I mean, Tight Ends I think had everybody, but Public Enemy didn't have, like, Cole wasn't there. Like, they weren't there.
Yeah, Public Enemy was pretty decimated. I know Cole wasn't there. They were missing a couple other people. I don't think I saw Tommy.
Tommy was there.
Yeah. So there were some people missing. I know that Tight Ends, you know, obviously you mentioned already they were missing, they weren't missing Kyle, but he wasn't playing.
Right.
But otherwise they had kind of a full roster, so it really wasn't a fair fight.
Right, it wasn't exactly what, like, you would hope it to be.
It wasn't the marquee billing that you'd expect.
They're just waiting for the pay-per-view, man. That's all it is.
That's just smart. Marketing.
I don't know if they're going to end up playing each other again based on the schedule, but it's a little bit of a letdown. I mean, good for Tight Ends. They got the win that they wanted to get, of course. I mean, it's still nice to know that, like, they won.
Sure.
Like, imagine if they lost this game without...
Oh, yeah, that would have been pretty devastating.
That would have been the worst thing ever. So they take their win. That's really cool. Bullet Club, we played XTC. XTC pulled a little shenanigans on us, and Travis played quarterback because Doobie wasn't going to be there. And that usually changes how you play a team because Travis does the runaround thing a whole bunch more than Doobie will ever do.
Oh, yeah.
And it was good, but it wasn't great for us. Obviously, we lost by a score, but it just felt like we couldn't get a lot going on offense. I mean, even though we scored 32 points, it didn't quite feel like it. And it just kind of one of those another game that we played that kind of came near the end, and we didn't finish again. And that's a bummer, and that is what it is. That's whatever. Losing Streak beat Scared Hitless by 2. That's awesome. That means it was a very, very good game. Losing Streak's kind of like up and down, if you ask me. I mean, they play really, really good against some of the better teams, and now Scared Hitless is not one of the better teams in the division, and they're only beating them by 2, so I don't know if it was a who was there, who wasn't there thing, or like what happened, but they still pulled out the win, which is good. Unfortunately, Scared Hitless takes the loss again. I don't think that eliminates them from the playoffs, but it's pretty close. Like, but that's okay. Like, I know they're not happy being in D2, but they're also not doing that horribly. I mean, they can still continue to improve, and like, there's no reason they should move back down, if you ask me, but who asked me anything? It doesn't matter. What else do we have there?
Puckett All-Stars.
Yeah, Puckett All-Stars came out and just kind of whooped on Wasted Potential after Wasted Potential's been looking pretty good on their own.
There's a possibility Puckett might be in Division 2 low.
You think so?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, because they're better than everyone in that division.
Better than everyone in that division. So you think they're going to definitely win the championship?
Yes.
What are you betting me that I get the field on?
Wow. All right, let me think about this. Come back.
All right, we'll come back to it. Yeah. That's fine. But I will take the field, and you can take Puckett. And that's not a slight on Puckett. I just really like my odds. I mean, I get 7 other teams, so why would I not
take
that?
Yeah, well, I didn't expect you to just come out and say you got the field.
Well, here we are, and you still didn't say no, so we're good. We just have to think of the terms of said bet.
Yeah, just let me see how I feel after this cranberry mimosa.
I'm going to see how you feel after the second one.
Yeah.
Yeah, catch him at the end of number 2, and I think you'll get favorable terms.
That's really what it is.
Yeah. Apparently you make very bad decisions when you've been drinking, just ask me, so just... Don't.
I feel like he's made great decisions.
I'm going to trade for the rights to Nick's wife.
No,
that's out of the wager.
They've already been.
That's what I'm
saying. So basically, you've just been doing it wrong all these years. You just need to trade for the rights to other people.
I know.
I love it. I didn't
apparently after so many cocktails, I'm like, sure, I'll just shake on.
Nick, toss Nick a couple draft picks. Yeah. It'll be fine.
This morning we wake up and he's like, I can't wait for my weekend away. And I was like, where are you going? He goes, away from you. And he's like, you're Gordon's. I was like, oh shit, what did I do?
Yeah, Nick's basically rebuilding the team. So he's getting rid of some veterans and bringing in some new talent.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nick's got a reserve for Nick parking spot at the field now.
A lot of things happen. It's exciting. Including games at 11 o'clock. So let's
all righty, our 11 o'clock game.
Can I interrupt you real quick?
Oh, yeah.
I missed the top one.
I apologize.
You did?
I got distracted by the...
I can understand that.
By the topper bet that I wanted to steal from him. So, yes, please. Sloppy Seconds beat up Why So Serious. And, Jeff, I know you know about this game. So
I do. I was standing between fields 1 and 2 watching this and the Public Enemy tight ends game. Great place to be. Yeah, Alex looked awesome. Sloppy Seconds kind of looked like... you know, like the team we kind of, well, the team that I imagined they would be, you know, like competent quarterback play, scoring points. They just looked awesome. They were having fun. It just, Topper's struggling with his mic over there, so everyone's watching
like
him.
Keeps falling.
Like, I'm just going to let you know, all you hear in the mic and the headphones is just you bashing it against the wall as you're trying to tighten it again.
He's just trying to steal Sloppy Seconds' moment here. He can't let Alex have anything.
Oh, I feel so bad that I missed that, too.
Yeah.
I was zipping by. That's my fault.
No, you're all good.
But yeah, I mean, Sloppy right, Seconds, like you said. Oh, you're back. Sloppy Seconds, I mean, they should be better than they've been playing. They get this is their first win, right?
So it's their first win. They've had kind of attendance issues all session. They actually had attendance issues yesterday also. They didn't have their full team. Yeah, they didn't have Garrett, which is obviously big for them. But, you know, frankly, Why So Serious is having even more
attendance issues again.
So, yeah.
This is the second straight season of this for them. So, I wonder if there's a fix for it. Like, I don't think... Cause they
I don't know. They had Pete quarterbacking again yesterday. Which is not what they want to be doing. Right. He's just so good at receiver.
You definitely don't want, you don't want Pete not catching long touchdowns and doing 100%, Pete things.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's not like a terrible quarterback, but he's not like a great quarterback. So it just kind of like hurts the whole thing. But as teams who have struggled with attendance issues before, like I understand how awful it can be and how it just like screws up any mojo your team might be having. So I get it. But shout out to Sloppy Seconds for getting their win. If this is the game they should win, so like that they did it, you know, it's like it's good. They're on a good path, which is what we want our D1 teams that are not Public Enemy and tight ends to keep improving.
Sure.
And I think we're seeing that out of some of them, and that's really cool. Like that's promising because you know the questions always arise. Like, what's good? Is D1 going away? Because this kind of like
sure,
who cares? And it's like, well, I think people do care, and I think we're starting to see it more with the newcomers, if you will. Really giving it a go. And that includes you guys, of course, too.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that later.
I know. We're going to get there. But let's talk about 11 o'clock.
All right, 11 o'clock. You got tight ends in motion beat Why So Serious, 40-23. A&A beat Bullet Club, 44-10. When Dove Cries beat Slithering in the End Zone, 36-22. Then we have The Untouchables beat Vaspian, 38-29. And our last 11 was Grave Bros beat Victoria's Secret 51-34.
Okay, Topper, why don't you tell us about your game against Slytherin? Oh, Topper versus Gary. That's awesome.
Yeah, Topper versus Gary.
How much crap did you talk to him?
Not much. I mean, Gary didn't play a bad game. He bought me a couple Coronas beforehand, so he was trying to get me warmed up.
Usually works against you.
Yeah. That actually gets you better at football, though. Like, I don't think he understands that he's not helping in that scenario.
No, we played pretty mistake-free football. Once I learned to throw away from Jay's side of the field.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Because I definitely saw him. It
took me a series or two to figure that out.
Did he pick you off a couple times?
He almost had one, which would have been a pick six, but okay. He dropped it.
Oh, okay.
And then he did pick up like an extra point, I think.
All right. Oh, so, yeah, that's what I saw then. I saw him pick you off at some point, but I wasn't sure what it was specifically.
And then we basically threw on the other side of the field the whole time.
And it worked.
Yeah.
Okay.
Our girls played amazing.
Hey, Topper just gave everybody the blueprint. If you're listening to YouTube, man, these dogs are going ham. This is Topper's dog park is exciting. Everybody's just missing out. Pool parties and dog parks. Who cares? Get them. Just ring around the tree. Oh god. So anyway, what else had happened? Oh well, let's see here. Jeff, did you watch the other tight ends game? Then I assume.
Yeah, I did. This one was actually a little bit surprising because it's at 10 o'clock. We watched Sloppy Seconds kind of manhandle Why So Serious a bit. Then Why So Serious played a really competitive first half against tight ends. Like, I don't know that it was tied, but it was close to tied. at halftime, and then tight ends, you know, in the second half just ran away with it a bit.
Do you think that maybe like tight ends had their, I don't know, it was like a hangover 100%. From playing Public Enemy? So yeah, you don't, like, you don't, I don't really care.
Exactly. You don't beat Public Enemy 35-1 and then bring like the same level of intensity to your next right. game. So I'm sure that was part
and then,
of it.
And then by halftime, they're like, oh, we might want to wake up.
We need
a
to play
so
a football game. So exactly.
It, like, yeah. The Public Enemy win means nothing if you just blow it against Why So Serious right after.
Exactly.
Way,
yeah.
You know, so I understand that. Untouchables beating Vaspian, that's cool. Vaspian obviously had to be without their players that play on Topper's team, right?
Like
Drew, right? No, that's it. You're right. Doesn't the quarterback play for you guys? Isn't
Brian
on the team?
Brian, he's a sub. For
he's
us.
Just there if you need him. Okay, yeah. That's cool. Yeah, but I mean, like I said, we Vaspian's a completely different team without Drew. I mean, as most teams would be. Like I said, Drew's like 6'8" or whatever he is, and lanky and can catch everything. So that hurts. And they still got this. You know, good for the Untouchables. I think this might have been their first win of the season. I'm not entirely sure.
Nope. Second.
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 See, Nick knows everything. And you said you weren't going to talk that much.
I'm not talking that much. I'm watching the dogs play.
You are just throwing out pearls of wisdom when he needs to.
That's all I need him for. I talked to Jordan about the Victoria's Secret game at the end. He said that they started off hot. I think they said they scored on their first three drives and they were stopping Gray's Bros. And then all of a sudden, like, it just, the switch
got
just
away.
Flipped and it just went poorly the other way. So it's a shame to see, but it's good to see that they're still competing against, you know, one of the better teams in D6. And hey, like I said, improvement is all we're looking for out of people. And that's good. It's always a good thing. And then, all right, I'll just say it. We got our shit kicked in on Bullet Club. I really don't know what happened, but I mean, it was 15-0 at halftime, and then it just kept getting away from us. Like, just bad plays all around. And
Travis
was quarterbacking again, which is part of the reason I think he tried to quarterback for XDC so he could get, like, the read on us or whatever. Just Travis things. It's fine. It doesn't matter. But they played very well.
You give someone power, and they start to take advantage
of
it.
Well, we didn't want to give him power at first, but he kind of just, like, made you do it. But jokes aside, like, no, I mean, they played a very good game, and we didn't. We were, like, running really vanilla plays, and I don't know what the deal was, but, like, we just didn't have, like, we talked about tight ends not having the same intensity after the Public Enemy game. I felt like after we kind of blew it against XTC, we didn't have any intensity in the A&A game, and we kind of needed it, and it just didn't work out, and we could never really get a handle on things. And I don't know if that was a result of, we had a good chunk of our players that played, this would be their third straight game, you know, like, we had played, a few of us playing Breakfast Club, me, Zach, Scotty, like, Scotty's thrown his third straight game in 3 hours, like, maybe that played into it. I have no idea. Like, it potentially did, but it just wasn't. There's no excuse. We just played very poorly. They played very, very good, though. So, like, I mean, it's one of those things. It's just perfect.
How many games did you have yesterday, Topper?
No. Five.
Right?
Five.
Five. You did it to yourself, so I don't feel bad. I did it to myself, so I don't feel bad. So much dog panting in the background. I love it. You can just hear it. That's all I hear is. I love it. It's so fun. Dogs are the best. If you don't like dogs, get out of here. That all the games? Did we touch on all the games? Did anybody else see anything else that they want to mention? Wow, a lot of silence.
No, I didn't see anything.
I didn't see anything. I was at that point. I was at the bar. Sorry.
Yeah, a lot of people were actually.
It was a really good day to be at the bar.
Like, the weather was great, and everybody was just having like a blast. Like, it would have really sucked to miss that day completely, but some people did that, and that's on them. Let's see here. We got noon games. Noon. Let's go.
We got our 12 o'clock game. So Jeff's going to talk about this one. The Sticky Bandits beat Eyes Downtown 36-26. Top Shot beat the Untouchables 38-19. The Angels beat Wolfpack 35-32. That was a close one. And then Cobblestone beat Tox 32-8. And then Practice Squad beat Freeballers 33-23.
Okay, we'll touch on the other games before you guys get really into yours. Practice Squad played Freeballers. Practice Squad's playing very, very well. They moved up. They have no problem. They're having no problems in their division. I think they're a really good contender to win the D4 title.
Yeah.
Freeballers are much better than they were last year, but that's for sure. There's, like I said, again, it's another team that is improving. They're much better, but it's fine. It still takes some time to click. There's no shame in losing to Practice Squad. With B, they've been much better, you know, so like, that's cool. Angels played Wolfpack, real close game, because Wolfpack hasn't been great, but the Angels had Bro, because Maddie's hurt on and
Bro the quarterback.
Yes, they got Bro to quarterback, because I don't think they wanted.
So it takes a little bit to get used to a new QB for the.
I think that's fair too, and they still pull it out. They won. That's really important. Topper, why don't you tell me how Daryl beat the tar out of you?
You know, they had They had a couple new guys. I don't know who they were.
Yeah, that's how Daryl runs his team.
I know. So I asked the one kid where he went to college just to see if I can get him an answer. He's like, I didn't go to college to play football.
He just said, I didn't go to college.
So I was like, all right, I couldn't trap him. But he was pretty good. He could, you know, he could jump over everyone and catch even.
Right.
Not, he wasn't always matched up against Aaron. So, Sam's back playing for him. Yeah, she's really good. So we it was a closer game than the score I think would dictate.
Right.
But and I gave Daryl his timeout back.
Did you?
That I borrowed from him last season.
So it really was borrowing it. You did return it eventually.
I did return it. Okay. Yes.
He's a man of his word.
The refs were so confused. Billy and I don't know what the other Brian maybe.
Yeah.
They Brian. Were so confused. They're like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Listen, my team has two timeouts. I'm giving Daryl my third timeout, okay?" They're like, "Why? What is going on?" I'm like, "Last year I borrowed one from him in the game, and now I'm just giving it back."
That's fair.
That's probably the reason you lost by so many points, right? Oh, because they had the extra timeout.
Yeah, they had more time to score.
They,
of course.
They had a Hail Mary.
Did they use your timeout? I think they didn't.
I think I also used it again, so I mean...
Remember, the T in TSL stands for topic, so we can kind of just create some rules on the fly, and that's absolutely okay by me.
I think that was my third game of the day.
Yeah. Whoa, yeah. It gets even better.
At this time, I was just, you know, getting a little delirious.
You're delirious before the day started. I don't want to hear that. Jeff, talk about it, man. Come on, big
Let's
win.
Let's talk about
Probably
it.
Probably the biggest win in Sticky Bandits history.
It might be the biggest win in Sticky Bandits history. I mean, I was downtown, like, you know, you hear about Bobby all the time, just kind of playing in lower divisions. You talk about the top guys. And it's a little bit intimidating, like the first couple games of the season for Sticky Bandits. We kind of got our asses kicked by Public Enemy and tight ends. It's just a little bit intimidating going against these top teams.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Especially in your first ones in D1, right? Because you led off with both of the other two, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right. But now we're kind of, you know, we've got a little more time to play together. I know most of our team has been together for forever. But we've got a couple new guys. We've got Dean. We've got Kevin. They've been awesome, but it always takes a little bit of time to kind of gel with new people and kind of, you know, understand the kind of routes they run and how they're successful. So, you know, I think we're getting a little bit better at this point in the season. And it was just such an awesome game with Eyes Downtown. Just back and forth, trading leads the whole second half of that game. Bobby played great, I thought. I talked to him a little bit at the bar afterwards.
Did both teams have everybody?
No, so both teams were missing some people. So okay. I know that Eyes Downtown was missing Sean and Burr. And I think maybe somebody else. I don't know. And then we were missing Brian Stevens, my wife, and Laura. So, like, both teams are kind of missing some people here.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, it worked out okay in the end. But it's funny, Blaze came up to me afterwards, and, you know, he's always trying to start shit because he's Blaze. So he's like, "Hey, you don't really think you're better than Eyes Downtown. Like, they were missing this person and that person." And I just said, "Look, you know, we don't need to be better than Eyes Downtown. We were better than
them. The score indicates it yesterday that you were."
Yeah, look, we just need to be better than them when we play them.
And, I didn't realize that Blaze was officially signed as Bobby's cheerleader.
Oh, yeah, 100%. He uses the term coach, that he coaches Bobby.
Nobody coaches Bobby.
Yeah, it seems like Bobby coaches Bobby, but, you know.
Bobby coaches everybody.
Yeah.
Bobby's like the league coach.
Yeah.
He's funny.
But it really was an awesome game, just really fun getting a big win over a team that everybody knows is a great team. And just a quick D1 fact for you right now, the hottest team in D1, three wins in a row, is the Sticky Bandits.
I'm not giving you three wins in a row. You got a forfeit win that doesn't
count.
We're rescheduling it.
For taking week. Away my forfeit win and putting a game back on the schedule.
I run the league next week, so yeah, you're doing it next week.
Next week, yeah. So we'll see. But I'll use whatever veto power I have.
Which is zero.
Oh,
Co-means not me.
Got it.
Co-means not me. So... Yeah, now you guys got to play at 4:30.
I'm going to see a civil war breaking out next week. Nope. Joe K versus Joe K or JK.
My whole life is myself versus myself. It's fine.
But it was an awesome game, and Mike Thomas in particular played awesome for Sticky Bandits. Like, he was really just on fire. Dean, Kevin made an amazing touchdown. Ricky played great on D. Andrew's got a broken finger. He was making plays left and right, so just an awesome performance.
A lot of weak fingers on that team.
Yeah, I know. We've shattered all of them seemingly in the last couple of months. I broke my left ring finger, and my wife broke her left ring finger, and we're getting married in a couple of weeks.
To be fair,
matching wounded hands.
To be fair, I broke her left
finger. You did, Joe.
one of my.
And that's the reason I did not play the season of our wedding, because I am notorious for breaking things.
Oh my god!
And that's just wisdom.
Multiple fingers.
And I was like, that's the last thing I need. I like big cast and be like, sorry, no ring today. So
not today.
Yeah,
that's okay though. I mean, I get it, because there's people, like, some people go the Kroll route where they're going to play, and that's what they do, and I completely respect it.
Nick said, yeah.
Exactly. And then there's, like, people like, you didn't play, like, I know that's why, like, Molly Morgan's not in the league, because they're getting married and stuff, but then Emily and Coach Jay are there every week. Yeah. Val and Travis, like, of course Val and Travis are there every week, yeah. Like, that would be just weird. They would rather not get married than not play football.
If I wasn't notorious for breaking things and did not every season break at least one bone, I probably would have played. But
one bone and one heart every year.
I know.
But I'm.
Right. Gordon still's got a chance.
No, he doesn't. But that's okay. I love it.
Next games. What time are we doing now? 1 o'clock.
Right till 1 o'clock.
All right, 1 o'clock. We have XTC. Beat When Dove Cries 46-40. Past Our Prime beat Slithering in the End Zone 43-21.
Also,
Top Shot beat All We Do Is Quinn 40-14. Wow.
We didn't talk about Top Shot's last game, by the way.
Oh. Whoops.
We'll get into it. Don't worry about it.
Lenny's Ladies beat Juiced 51-41. And the last 1 o'clock game was Spinelli's Plumbing beat Travis Henry's Kids 55-24.
Okay, well let's give Top Shot the shout out in this scenario, because you know they've been playing well, but they haven't played anybody great yet or really good in their division, and now they've done that and they kind of wiped the floor with Quinn.
Yep.
40-14 is impressive. I mean, it's more impressive than last hour where they won 38-19 over the Untouchables. They should win that game. So sorry to talk about, but Top Shot's a force. You guys.
In truth, the first half, most of the way through the second half, that game with Quinn was very close.
Oh, really?
They turned the ball over, kid took it back for a girl, ended up being a girl touchdown, and the wheels just fell off. Legit, that score is not indicative of how good that game truly was.
You guys didn't play them yet, right?
No, and the worst part is the day we're supposed to play them, I think we're missing 4 people or 5 people on our team, because
that's such a bummer.
Wedding. So Ryan's in the wedding, I think. John's in the wedding, I think. Garrett's in the wedding.
Our team's in the wedding, so we're not.
What's Garrett in their wedding party?
I don't know. That used to be on Cobblestone.
Oh,
is the one
okay.
getting married. So there's people from Cobblestone that are missing that week too. Yeah.
That's another like marquee matchup for the regular season. That's going to just be like.
Yeah.
I don't want to call it a dud, but like kind of is in a way.
It's going to be
And that's fine. That's whatever. That means the playoffs are just going to be even more awesome at that.
Yep. Absolutely.
Chopper, XTC came out. Now
Doobie for that game.
Yeah, so
yeah, and he was mistake free football.
Yeah, well, to the tune of 46-40. So
yeah,
were you prone football?
No, we were winning with like 2:20 left on the clock.
Okay.
And then they came down, scored, and we didn't have any time left.
Nice. There's nothing you can do about it.
Right.
But that's a great game. XTC, I don't want to say I was worried about them, because that sounds wrong to say. They deserve better than that, but they're kind of like not winning games. They're at the bottom of the standings, and then all of a sudden they had really big. They beat us. They beat you. That now they're just right back in the thick of things.
Right, they're in the middle of it.
That's really cool. And speaking of teams finally like figuring things out, Past Our Prime with actually a really big win over Sight. Jeff, do you know anything about how Olsen's team did this time?
I don't know any of the details about the game, but I did talk to him, and he said that he finally had like a full team of people show up. Like, I think he had Andy. Keon's been coming all year.
Yes, of course.
But he had James Salato was there. I think there was another guy.
I know it wasn't Bloomfield.
Yeah, it wasn't Bloomfield. Still no sign of him.
That's fine. But beating Slytherin is
we kind of saw that coming.
Well, right. But if the problem is that if he did show up the whole time.
Right.
D3 is going to be...
And there's always
going to be
playoffs.
Punching in the face right now. It would be amazing.
But they won't make it.
Right. Ooh. Wah, wah. So, that's awesome. So, Past Our Prime, you know, they get their big win. That's cool. Spinelli's took on Travis Henry's Kids. I didn't see much of that game. I didn't see any of that game, but...
I think that's when I lost in Travis
you
bets.
Did, yeah, you did, yeah. You didn't win this week. Travis finally got a win against you. But, these are two teams that are at the top of D6, and they both, like, Travis Henry's Kids came into the league. They're playing exceptionally well for a new team to Toppers League. Real cool. Spinelli's just, I don't know why, but they wiped the floor with him. It just went really badly for them.
I'm going to have to watch the Spinelli's game and see what he's got going.
They're actually playing really, really well.
Which is unusual for them.
Right. Okay, you said that.
He's done with the plumbing here.
That's true.
I can say this shit now.
All right. Well, okay, that's fair then. That's very fair. So that's cool. Yeah, I guess we're going to have to see more of what's going on with Spinelli's, because they're playing very, very well. I don't know if they have new people or what the deal is, but that's really cool. And then Lenny's Ladies played Juiced. We played Awesome. Like, I'm really happy. It's complete 180 from last
week.
I
subbed on it. Oh, wait. No, I didn't remember.
You keep showing up just in case somebody... Well,
I am. Well, I will say this, and I told Nick this, and you know this. When I sub, if you guys have a full team, that's your team. I'm there if someone needs me. Like, I don't want to... Like, that's your team. Go in, play, do what you want, learn, keep playing. But if you need a sub, I'm here.
Right. So, like, earlier in the day when Bullet Club was getting beat by one of the teams that were beating us, I had turned to look at one of the games on the other field, and it was the tight ends game. The only play I saw of that game was, like, a poor pass that Robin had to defend and, like, on offense and, like, basically stop an interception. And she fell to the earth and then got up holding her arm, and it looked like she broke her fucking arm.
Ooh.
And I was like, that's not good for our team either. Like, that's...
No, she's worrisome. A little bit important for Lenny's Ladies.
Just a smidge, yeah. Right? So I was like, who? Well, she's sort of walking it off. We'll see what happens. I walked to the bar, and she's just kind of, like, holding it like a broken wing. I'm like, this is going to be bad. Like, I thought it was really bad, but... She was scared. She just hyperextended. And what did she do? She played. She took some ibuprofen and played. She's a gamer. And she killed it in this game.
She played awesome, yep.
She was awesome. Jamie Warren finally got her first game in for us. And she was... excuse me. Sorry, guys. Great. She was fantastic.
She was awesome. That's what I asked. Who? Right. What, yep.
She had two picks. Well, actually, no. She had one pick. The other one was a pick in the end zone that the guy ripped out of her hands.
Oh.
And that ref, Brian, somehow called it a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Which, no, that's not it.
Yeah.
And literally, like, three plays before that, or, like, a drive before that, she had a catch that that same guy ripped the ball out of her hands, and they're like, no, that's just a tag. Like, yeah, well, it's the same thing there. But
right.
Because we were up, I want to say, 42-17.
Here.
The other people, yeah, more people are trying it at some point, more dogs. But yeah, so we were up 42-17. Everything was going well. We were playing really, really good defense. Like, all of our girls were catching the ball. It's always funny. We were up maybe like two scores early in the first half, and you just hear one of the guys on the other side mention, and I love hearing this, and they go, there's no way we should be losing to a bunch of girls. I love that. It's my favorite statement in the world.
And you hear it all the time in these games, too.
All the time.
Like, there's just no respect for the athleticism of some of these girls in this league.
So, immediately, like...
Got six downs. Use them.
Then didn't have to. As soon as they said that, I told the girls that we said that, and I sent Caitlin Mason, who's so fast. She plays for Buffalo Vice. I just sent her on basically just a go, and she just burned everybody for, like, a long touchdown.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was great. Actually, I lied. She didn't catch the first one. I was like... Fuck it, we're going to do it again, because there's no way these guys are going to recognize to cover it. She just burned everybody, then we scored. It was still
nice.
We had another one, like, we did a stop and go on the sideline with Robin, and as soon as she went, the guy just fell on his ass.
Ooh.
Oh, it was great. Yeah.
It was a good game to watch. It was fun to watch.
Right. I mean, I'm not going to blame the guy, because our fields love to go from, like, soft and muddy to, like, concrete really, really quickly. And this was one of those.
Are you guys on the far field?
Yeah, we were in
fire. Yeah, that thing was a desert.
It was a desert.
That's an absolute desert.
Yeah.
We were actually joking about how we were slipping in the sand, because it was just funny. But, so then just kind of like they got that weird interception score they shouldn't have had. Then naturally I threw a pick eight, because, like, the deflect off the hands interception immediately that they pitched to a girl. But then we walked down, and with 2 minutes left, we scored another touchdown. And, I mean, they got, like, one at the end, so it didn't really matter. But, yeah, it was a great... Great game. This time we were the ones scoring over 50 points as opposed to getting 52 hung up on us, and I was just really happy. It's complete opposite of how everything went for us, you know, last week. So, real proud of my girls. I think I played all right, and nobody broke any fingers, I hear, so not too bad.
Good.
All right, let's move on to 2 o'clock.
All right, 2 o'clock. It looks like Mountain Dew and A&A, that was...
That didn't play.
They didn't play?
No.
Okay, that's a... And then Free Ballers and Not So Sticky. Free Ballers won 32-20. The Stunts beat Cobblestone 44-36. The Bams beat Show Me Them TDs 28-16. And Universal Wealth Management lost to Interdimensional Lightning Falcons 34-14.
Worst two names in the league.
I just received a text message from Daryl Carr.
Oh, fantastic. This is live, late breaking news.
This is live breaking. It's good timing. Listen, hey brother, I will hold down the fort next week at the bar. It's way more fun with the new blood. I threw the game against the girls when I could have taken a D. That was embarrassing.
Fantastic.
Daryl Carr,
yes. Yeah. In the JKSL next week, Daryl Carr is the official chancellor of the bar, and anything that...
Buy Daryl a Corona Day.
Buy Daryl a Corona Day. The problem is, when you buy Daryl a Corona, he buys you a bucket in return.
Yeah. Right.
You don't get that with, like, buy Topper a Corona Day.
No. No, you certainly don't.
You can get it. You just do the B's brother, where you just say, put a bucket on Topper's tab, but people don't do that as much anymore.
Oh.
So, Jeff, why don't you give us the down-low on the Free Ballers not-so-sticky game?
Yeah, so I missed the first half of that game, just coming back from Christine's bridal shower that day. The second half, you know, it was, we always have fun. It's such a casual team that we have with Not So Sticky. Everyone's there to have fun. One thing that kind of stood out a little bit is there was a couple on the other team, and I don't want to name any names, but it felt like they were being unnecessarily chippy. And if you are starting a fight with Not So Sticky, I mean, I guess I don't understand why you would ever do that. We're like chugging beers at halftime, like everything's very relaxed and joking around. So it just seemed like an odd thing for these people to like escalate. Most of their team, I have to say, was very, very cool. You know,
I don't care. This is the podcast where like you say who did it.
Got it. It was Sean and it was his girlfriend. I don't know her name.
Amber?
Maybe. I don't know.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. It just felt like, you know, it was such a casual like atmosphere and it just felt like they made it. Not so.
Yeah, that's fine. So some people just
Were you guys winning, losing?
What was this we were losing. I mean, it was. I mean, it wasn't like a blowout or anything, but it's not like it was a contentious back and forth. I mean, they had a lead. They were doing all right. Like there really wasn't a reason to make it.
I mean, you have some good looking guys. You got Rags on the team. Was she just staring and he was probably getting mad at her?
I mean, he probably gets a little jealous looking at the way that you know his girl looks at Ragavan. But I don't want to speculate.
Ragavan, he's such a good guy.
He's an awesome guy.
I gave him his ear pods back that he thought he lost. They were in the backseat of my car.
Oh, that's nice.
Drunk one.
How'd they get there?
No, it's real easy. He was hammered, and we brought him home like 2 weeks
ago. Oh, that sounds funny.
That's actually what happened.
Uber rides all with Rags.
Yeah. That might be actually a fun weekly series. He's a riot. But yeah, no, that's cool. So like Daryl just said, you know, he didn't beat the Cunning's Duns, which is not too surprising.
Did anyone see that?
How about Tammy, who played in it?
Okay, good. Because did Daryl, like, could he have just taken a knee? Did he throw a pick six or something? What happened at the end here?
No, I will say it was a good game. I mean, Sam's back. She was throwing. She threw a couple touchdowns, so it was great. And that one kid is really good. And Daryl, Daryl always has that one go-to guy.
Yeah.
And that was him.
That's why I asked what college he was.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, but if he was from a college, that's a downgrade for Daryl. Daryl only gets people from NFL practice.
Gotcha.
That's true. he could have, but it's Daryl, and he just wanted to play, and it's fine.
And because it's Daryl, nobody pitches. Like, oh, it's Daryl.
It wasn't like he was doing, like, I don't really think he was even realizing that the time.
Well, first of all, I moved him up the division without even asking him, because I'm like, it's Daryl.
They were 6-2-1 the year before.
But they're holding their own, and they're doing well. So,
yeah, it's not like getting smoked.
And honestly, the Stunts are undefeated anyway. So, I mean, that was a close game, so.
Nice flex. I like that one. Honestly, they're undefeated anyway. So, like, how is he supposed to win? Yeah. God. Because obviously his hair is supposed to distract all you ladies.
Well, we were actually... No. We were talking about hair, not to go back to your game, when Toddy Nixon.
Nixon's hair.
And then Jay's hair. Like, I don't know who we were talking about the sidelines. Who it was, you and I, Nick and I, and somebody else was there. We were talking about, like, Nixon's hair is just, like...
Tremendous.
And absolutely then you good. Have... Jay's hair was kind of flowing in the
Jay's
wind.
Jay's hair is awesome.
And then we're like, oh, poor Daryl. Oh, it was Herney. Because Herney's like, well, Daryl. No, I hope Daryl's not listening. He's like, kind of losing some of his contracts with his hair. Like, it's not Pantene anymore,
Oh, what is his name on? He plays for Untouchables now. But he
Greg.
Greg, yeah. Greg. I keep on calling him Doug, which is wrong. Greg's hair is spectacular, too.
It's called Fabio.
Oh my god, it's so good. So there's a lot of great COVID hair that's stuck around.
Like
Toppers is looking great.
Thank you, yeah.
It's finally coming in, pal.
You're a little red today.
Your hair's always red. What's with the beard thing? You just don't like shaving anymore, huh? You just giving up on life?
I feel like if it's working for Kroll, it might work for me.
That's my only trick. It got
Kroll's doctor.
To like it.
So. He got a doctor, right? Should be able to, yeah.
Wait, can we point out that Christine got Jeff? All right, like she's very lucky.
Thank you, Joe. You're welcome. No one says that enough.
That's why I'm one of the 7 people from the league invited to your wedding.
That's right. That's what it takes.
That's all it is. But yeah, that's super cool. Oh, my computer shut off. I hope they didn't delete everything out to record. All right, and other games that had happened. Oh, I actually. So on Tuesday, Nicole Keller texted me, and I thought this was going to be her like bailing on Lenny's Ladies or something. But instead, she asked me to sub for University Wealth Management. And at first, you're kind of like, ugh, this could be bad. But she immediately sold it by saying that Scott Keller Sr. was going to throw finally for the first time all year. So I'm like, that's all you had to say. I'm playing. I don't care. And we filled in. Sr. played, and we played really well for the first half. We were up 6-0 like after our first drive, and while we didn't punch it in at all in the first half after that, they didn't score until like the last play of the first half. It was 7-6 at halftime. And then after that, we'll say the wheels fell off. I don't know if he got a little happy and he started throwing longer than he could, but
boy, it started raining interceptions and things went poorly. But it was a ton of fun to play with them. And it's just like, the Colors are some of the best people in the league still. And Scotty Jr. is right. Like, he needs to come on the podcast too, because he's so good on it. And I had a ton of fun playing with them. They had Ferger fill in too, because they just needed subs and we're all on the sub list. So we just had a blast before the game. And even during the game, even if it wasn't going like well, it was still a lot of fun. And shout out to Internet Dimensional Lightning Falcons. I mean, Andrew, you said he has a broken finger too?
Yeah, broken finger.
Yeah, broken finger, had three interceptions.
Yeah.
Three interceptions in that game. Baker started realizing how to use his players, or like where they were open. Like, there were some people, like Carl Smith, I mess with him all the time, of course. Carl, wide open on the sidelines, like, by 20 yards, and Baker just wasn't throwing it to him.
Sure.
To the point where I yelled, Baker, Carl is still open, just throw it to him, because whatever, we're having fun. And then he started doing it. I was like, oh, yeah, that'll work for it, you know? Their girls played well. Like, everything just worked really well for them. It was just a really, really fun game to be a part of, and I was glad that they asked me to play.
Yeah, I talked to Dave a little bit about it, and he said that it was a competitive game. He said that Lightning Falcons defense really carried them more than his offense, so Dave felt like he had an off day.
Andrew again.
Yeah.
Andrew, most underrated male?
Yes.
He should be in contention for that, absolutely.
He's
a great player.
Like,
he did a great job against some really, really talented Eyes Downtown guys in D1.
Yeah,
I mean, he can play.
He's the guy that, he's always there, but people don't, they don't recognize him.
Oh, boy, Jesus. That scared the crap out of us.
They just snuck up on us and barked.
It's like a thunderbolt that comes out of nowhere. Like,
yeah,
that?
You guys aren't wearing the headphones. Believe me. Ear-shattering barks. Holy crap. That was hilarious. But, come on, dog wrangler. Do a better job. So anyway, yeah. What was I saying? I don't know where I was. Oh, we were talking. Yeah. So Andrew, fantastic player. He's definitely Nick's nodding his head very quickly. Like, he's going to herniate a disc.
He's a fantastic player. Right?
I think he's so underrated.
And he's a great individual too. He's
one of the nicest people in the league. He was great.
He's got a goofiness to him that kind of makes you maybe not take him as seriously as an athlete, but he can really play.
See, I don't really give him goofy. I give him quirky.
Quirky? I could see that.
Yeah, I don't think it's like goofy, because I don't take him as like a joke. I take him as just like, that's just the way he is,
okay.
And it works for
okay.
him. Like that type of stuff. I don't know. But that's enough about Andrew Pisak. All right. That's all of the games, right? Oh, I'm sorry. The Bams played Show Me Them TDs. The Bams got a win. That's one, you know, they moved up again. And I think they've only played like three games so far. Like, they've had
probably
a slow schedule to start the season. So that means lots of doubleheaders are on
their way. Doubleheaders.
And but they got a win over Show Me Them TD, so if they're gonna compete for that division title.
Well, that's a good win, yeah.
Yeah, they need to win. So yeah, win by, was it 12? So that's cool. And screw it, let's go to the 3 o'clock game so we can talk about Tammy's Fight Club.
Oh god, no.
All right, at 3 o'clock we had Gray Hair Don't Care beat Frodo Spigans 33-7.
On the scoreboard and physically.
Don't even get me started. Yeah. So
that's exactly what I'm doing.
I know. The stunts beat Not So Sticky 44-41. Woodpeckers lost to Itches and O's 30-0.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Practice Squad beat Tox 40-24, and TMA beat Bipolar Express 31-25.
Yeah, first of all, my game was at 2. That was a typo.
Because we moved up your game.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter. Talk about your game now. Talk about B wiping the floor with you too now.
Oh, how much did we lose by?
You
16.
Yeah.
I feel like that one was closer too.
It was your fifth game. Everything just bled together. I get it.
Yeah, I don't think it was as bad as a game as the score would indicate there.
You seem utterly perplexed by it. You're like, this shouldn't be. This is not right.
No,
we did lose,
yes. Yeah. Yeah, the games got progressively worse for me during the day.
As they should. It's fine. It's just what happened.
You know, they have Renee. They have... there's two other girls. I don't know their names, but the girls were playing pretty good on their team.
Yeah.
Like, touchdown catches, and we just couldn't keep up in that matter.
That's
so
there's no shame in losing to them.
No.
They're very, very good. What are you going to do about it? The TMA Bipolar Express game I watched, like, the first half of, like, and then the clouds started rolling in, so I skedaddled because you could tell I was going to pour them. The girls started off really, really well. Jess McAndrew had a pick, and they came down and scored, and then the TMA came back down, and they threw a pass that, like, Ron Weber, who catches just about everything. Ball hit him in hands, dropped it in the end zone on 6-0. I couldn't believe it. I mean, it was semi-tipped by Steph. It was good defense, but he dropped it. Girls went down and scored again. They took the lead, and then another stop. And I guess right before halftime, Gordon had it. I guess he said he had somebody open in the end zone. He tripped.
He tripped?
He said he tripped. He said, I tripped. It didn't work out, and TMA scored before halftime. And then he said the heavens opened up, and they had a couple drops. And then after that, they just couldn't keep up, and TMA ended up pulling it out near the end, like I said, 31-25. So they had a much better second half.
Itches and O's just beat the crap out of the Woodpeckers. Man, did we get this wrong? Yeah, we got this wrong. The Woodpeckers definitely hung out at the bar for a while, and they just say the same things, that their quarterback's terrible, and they can't do anything about it.
I was perplexed about this because I just put that game on the schedule for next week too.
What? Are you good at this anymore?
Is it like a ladder match type thing?
No. It was a rescheduled game. That's why I'm wondering if that was correct, if they even played. I know Woodpeckers was there yesterday.
They definitely played.
No, they definitely played.
Yeah, they talked about their game that they played.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll have to double check.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. This is just a look inside of league management.
It is a long day.
The guys are really good, and they were at the bar after, right? And they're cool
you,
guys.
You sub for Woodpeckers?
Like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
And it's definitely a quarterback issue.
It is. I'm not even trying to, like, rag on Joe at all either. But, like, they're actually really nice guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
And by the way, I'm going to say this again, like, people keep coming up and saying, well, they didn't play football in college. Oh, what are you talking about? Yes, they do. They admitted it again yesterday.
Right.
Like, if people are just saying that, other people are saying that, and they're, like, lying about it. It doesn't matter anymore. We're not putting you back down, so just go with it. Shout out to my new client, Dan Nacci. He's the tall, one of the tall, wrestlery-looking guys.
Oh, yeah.
Super nice guy. Oh, my God. He's super awesome, and he let me, like, make a whole bunch of, like, wrestling references because he's legitimately a wrestler, and now I'm his manager, and that's really cool.
Oh, my God.
Jeff, no, you missed out.
Oh.
I was cutting promos. Like, we're going to do some stuff. It's cool.
Amazing. So, can't wait.
This is going to be the best thing of my life. He's going to be on the Bachelorette because of it.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic.
Awesome.
I could be the advocate. Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm going to be Haman-esque. It's going to be... It's probably...
Unbelievable. You're ready for this, Joe.
It's training your after this, I can die. So it's fine. It's fine. There's nothing left. I'll run the league for 1 week and then be a wrestling manager. And I got nothing left on my checklist.
You're gonna have to bring in B's brother. He'll talk for this.
You're gonna need him as our backup. Yeah. All right. We're gonna have to put out the B's brother signal. Actually, if we had a B's brother signal, what would it be?
I think like a image of him in the tux.
Okay. Just the top hat. Just the top hat.
Top hat cane.
Would it be? Man, we gotta get those drops back too. That was some good times. So yeah, but Woodpeck, all like I said, there are a few of them at the bar. They're having a great time. They're great people. I know that sometimes I know that they're getting the rub the wrong way, but they're really nice people. Like it's they're competitive on the field.
Yeah,
which I
absolutely
get. You know, like I have enough people in my life that are just like that. I'm one of them too at times. You know?
Gordon, hello. What?
Yeah. Okay. Cool. I was gonna name names. No, but it's fine. And it's like whatever. Then I think they were getting a little bit of a bad rub, so I'll put them over for a little bit here.
Yeah.
But
I don't actually know her name, and maybe you do, but there's a girl on Woodpeckers that is also playing on Sloppy Seconds with Alex Bofus.
Oh, shoot.
And she played phenomenally well.
Is it like, Melissa?
The only one I know is Melissa, right?
Yeah, I don't know that I ever caught her name, but I can tell you I watched that that D1 game in the morning, and she played fantastic.
That is spectacular. See, there's just more new people coming to this league and being fantastic, which is always great, you know, and... Like I said, I was telling Dan, I go, hey, you guys want a quarterback? I know Ricky's not doing anything. Like, he threw for you guys. I mean, he'd be a much better improvement over what they have.
Right.
You know?
I think at one point they had, like, three or four guys in there trying to throw the ball, and it was just not working for them.
I heard that, too. Like, Joe threw his interception or whatever, so somebody else took over, and then they promptly threw an interception.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it. Quarterbacking's not as easy as Topper makes it look. I'm just going to throw it out there.
It's not close to as easy as it looks.
He makes it look a little awkward sometimes, but Topper makes some games.
Topper makes everything look a little awkward sometimes. It'd be weird. It'd be awkward if
it was like... I can make every situation awkward.
That's fine. And he's like... go back to his drink and then love it. So much fun there. So the stunts played not so sticky. We got two people who played in that game. Oh, no, you were right.
One person that played, yeah.
You're right. I apologize because we have to get to yours last. Don't worry about that. Nick's already packing up. He's getting ready to leave. Charles is...
It wasn't one of my proud
What's happening with these dogs? Jeff, please, give me the not-so-sticky rundown.
So this was a really fun one. It was actually a competitive game in the end. I think I've got the scores right here. The
44-41.
Final was 44-41, thank you. Just a really fun game. Ricky had a good time. He was doing a good job spreading the ball around. A bunch of big plays from the stunts. I mean, there's just so many athletes on that team.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Brittany and Brandy are just killing it out there. They're so talented. It's just a fun game. I'll give a shout out to Carl Smith. He had like 7 sacks on Joey Batts. Like he did a phenomenal job rushing.
Joey can't see over him.
Of course not. And Carl's like flexing after every one.
Oh, no, I did see some of that.
There definitely should have been some like taunting penalties after those, but it was a fun game, and Joey was a good sport about all of it.
Carl's one of those people that I wish stuck around more.
100%.
Because, like, I mean,
everything's just more fun when Carl
I used to work with him like 10 years ago, and I still know him. He's one of my best friends. Like, he's so much fun, and he's an absolute animal, and he's ridiculous, and he's a crazy person, but like in all of the good, mostly good ways.
Absolutely, yeah.
Like, there was one of our first games together was in an indoor league, and he dropped a ball, and then he got mad about it, so we went right back to him, and he dropped the ball again, and he took his sneakers or his cleats off and just whipped them at the wall and quit. He was just like, this is the worst, whatever. It was hilarious. I mean, he put him back on and eventually played, but he's just so funny, and like, he not so sticky for your whole theme of what you're going for.
Yeah,
he's the perfect person to be on it, because he's a good player, but he has fun with it, and like, he just gets it, you know?
So Carl's only played a couple games for us this season because he also plays on Lightning Falcons, and they've had a bunch of conflicts. But every game, we won one game with Carl, and the other one was very close. So it's just been a much better time when Carl's there. What are the dogs doing out there now?
Nothing. Dogs are just sitting. They're just doing dog stuff. It's fine.
That's fair.
Yeah, well, that's cool. Real close game for you guys. You didn't win, but whatever. You had fun, which is all you really
care
about.
That's what we're there for,
like, you truly don't really care if you win, right?
We care if we have a good time, and if you're getting blown out, sometimes it doesn't feel like you're having a good time. But, you know, a close game like we had against Stunts where everybody had fun, like, I mean, that feels like a win to us.
Well, speaking of having fun, Tammy, why don't you tell us about your game?
I feel like I need another cocktail for this, so can you open something up?
Anything?
Anything at this point. Not that. No. I'm going to tell you this. This is what happened at our game, right? So, unfortunately, we had some people that were not there. We didn't have Garrett. We didn't have... perfect. We didn't have John said late that he couldn't make it. We Ale was already playing with Cobblestone. So we had a couple subs on our team. So that is kind of how that went. But I also pulled myself a little bit out of the game because I was about ready to
say it.
Throw down.
Fucking beat the shit out of some.
Yeah, let's go. Hey.
Who's this bitch's name? Just so we know. I had to name names earlier.
I don't.
Apparently
this is
we're
the
all
worst
naming
part.
Names.
I don't,
what?
You
would
know.
I know.
Gray
is.
Hairs. I don't know.
Oh.
Benita.
Oh.
It's
whatever.
It's the quarterback's wife.
She's a little bitch. Okay. I will 100% call her out.
This is the second
week
in a row, right? We've had issues.
Oh, look, did we have something like that?
I don't say a lot.
This isn't the first time I'm hearing about this.
But when I get
a lot of teams have issues.
A lot of
I heard the story yesterday.
Well, you did hear the story yesterday. Right. But I will also say this after, like, I was told multiple times, like, that's just how she is, right? Like, and then she says, oh, I'm sorry when I elbow you on the chest. Like, the first two plays, right, like, I'm, like, right there, elbows right in the chest. I'm like, bitch, if you fucking do it again, I'm going to knock you out. And I said to Travis, and I said, I'm sorry, but you know me. I said, I don't say anything unless, like, you really piss me off. I said, she keeps fucking doing it.
I agree with that.
And she goes, oh, I'm sorry, I'm used to basketball. I'm like, this isn't fucking basketball. Like, don't fucking do this. Like, the ball's not even near you. Stop it. Like,
this is almost verbatim, too, just to let you know.
I was...
It's very clearly that it's imprinted on her soul. I believe that word.
Okay.
So, anyhow, then I got one ball thrown to me and I dropped it because I was just pissed off. And I was like, I'm going to take myself out for a little while and just... chill and have
walk
a drink.
To the bar.
So, for Lenny and Ramir Day on June 5th, will you agree to a charity boxing match?
We won't be there.
We have a wedding. That's the wedding.
Curses. Yeah.
But I absolutely.
You like
I
that idea.
I did
though.
Like this idea.
I would fuck it, absolutely, without a doubt.
If she agrees to it, I want to have a. I will definitely have. We can get a ring. We can have a charity boxing match. It'll be the greatest thing.
I've got
you're diving full on into wrestling promoter territory.
No. I'm diving full into Lenny Elton.
And then I had that poor other ref who was like brand new. I don't know who he was at Black Eye. Like, I looked at him. I thought, really, I'm not this big of a bitch. Like, I swear I'm a nice person. I'm just like, I'm on the sidelines. I'm like, I'm really.
No, I'll give you that. Like, the fact when you came, when you were fired up, when you came to the, when you came
up.
To the bar and you were like, I'm going to get a fight. I might knife somebody. I don't know. You could have said a lot of things. But like, I'm like, man, Tammy doesn't get that mad unless something happened.
Yeah.
And for you to just go into it, I'm like, well, first off, it's like a usual suspect.
Yes.
It's what it is. And it's just a thing where like.
And I will say last year when we played, I'm like not bringing that, but like it was kind of like the same thing. But I'm like. Like, I know she did it to Sarah a few times, and, like, she would just grab, and I was like, dude, like, really?
Well, it's like we were talking about. We played him the last time we played in Mo's League, so, like, 100 years ago in indoor, and, like, Kurt was on Friendship Club, and we were playing against that team. And I can't remember, I don't think it, like, they play rough, this is what it is. I think it's, Carly plays on Scared Hit List now. Like, they're just playing rough with Emily and stuff, and somebody hit Emily from behind, and... came up and Emily just swung. Like, screw it. Like, you, like, these are people that you're pissing off to, like, people that don't normally get right. that fired up and are losing their
we're
minds.
We're all competitive, and we're absolutely. All like, you know, you push a little, you do a little bit, but like yeah. completely elbow to the chest. Like, there's no need for that. Like, yes, push a little.
Especially
I mean, we all
two places.
We
the
kind
game.
Of.
How many times did that happen?
Twice
in a row, right away.
Right in
no,
a row.
No, I'm just making
oh,
sure.
Oh, two times right in a row.
Okay.
And the second time is when I the first two plates. The second time is when I lost it. I was like, dude, like. Don't fucking piss me off.
Tammy's
like,
so mad. I love it. I love, I'm so glad. So, I'm so glad this happened on the week you declared her coming on the podcast. Like yeah. that's, I couldn't have been any better timing. I really love it. Like you're like happy but mad that you're upset. So there's so much emotion.
And I
going
feel
right
like
now
it was her fault that I agreed to this thing with Gordon because I kept drinking when I got to the bar.
For what it's worth, you didn't have to agree to anything. Nick just traded your rights. Like that's what happened.
Oh. Oh, see, you did agree.
You weren't against it. You were all about it. You were excited. You were like, this is going to
no,
be
No, all
better.
I remember saying is, I will be his wing woman in Nashville. Oh, next thing I know, I said, that's what I said.
I've changed a few terms. Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, but your agent over there altered your contract, so it'll be really fun. Gordon's really excited. I know that.
Oh,
it's fine. I'll be there the whole time. We're going to have a blast.
Oh,
Nashville's going to be awesome. Jackson.
And I should be
awesome.
Worried about that.
It's going to be great. Top, are you coming to Nashville? You figured it out yet?
I haven't figured that one out.
Well, you should figure it out.
I'm just glad I didn't purchase anything last night, like tickets or anything, did I?
I don't know.
Check your
no, we were trying yesterday. We were
out.
Trying to convince you.
I can't. I have no idea what happened. Yeah, these dogs are going hard right now. They're playing, by the way. This is not like a dog fighting. I want to make that very clear.
TSL dog fights.
Right. Really come out of the Sanborn and watch the puppies rumble.
No, I'm unfortunately, that is Porter when he plays. Like, he plays, like,
he's
he
aggressive.
Plays a little rough. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why the
tail. You'll know, like, if the hair on it all stands up and his tail's not wagging, then he'll. He,
a little one. He's fine. Charlie, this is not a heavyweight battle for you, pal. You're out. He's going to get right in there. He's dumb. Oh, my goodness. All right, well, so the games were awesome. The bar was even more awesome. I mean, other than, like I said. The weather was beautiful, other than the fifth. Was it? It rained for like 15 minutes.
Yeah,
right?
And
it,
like we were saying, we
yeah,
were just, Jeff
beautiful.
And I were just talking about this.
Yeah.
Like it was nice dirt. Honestly, it wasn't.
It really was. Yeah, it didn't ruin any of the games.
No.
Did you get
it
soaked?
It softened the dirt a little bit.
I wouldn't say soaked.
I wouldn't say soaked
I mean,
either. I feel like you got wet, but it was
yeah.
like almost a refreshing. And you're
yeah,
like, okay, it was just.
Because like anybody at the bar that stuck around after they got poured on, they weren't like miserable that they were wet. It was
sure.
just
yeah.
like cool because it did get sunnier again and humid again and all.
As
the
maybe
days.
It was just me, as that you're like playing, you don't realize that it was like pour- like to me, it didn't feel like it was pouring. It just
you were
felt
also
like
seeing,
kind of
I sort of
like,
forgot. You were also seeing red and wanting to murder
that,
at that point.
That is true.
You could have been on fire and not care.
I probably would have felt real good at that point. Be like, calm down, bitch.
That was super fun. Yeah, that's crazy. Games were awesome. The bar was exciting. We were there for a while. I don't. When did you leave? You weren't even there that long, Jeff.
No. So I did after. Obviously, I left for a bit to go to the wedding shower.
You bring flowers?
I did.
What flowers?
I don't know. Some bouquet. Some wife's bouquet.
You didn't bring her
sounds
a favorite
right.
flower.
I mean,
what's your wife's favorite flower?
Why are you putting me on the spot like this?
Is it a lilac?
Hey Nick, what's
no,
my favorite flower?
She won't listen to it. I'll tell
you
about it anyway.
Do you know Belle's? I mean, do you know anybody's favorite?
It's not my
flower?
Problem. It's not my problem.
That's fair. That's
you
fair.
You know my favorite flower?
What is it, Nick?
I don't have one.
Yeah, I didn't think
I don't
so.
Have one either.
Yeah.
Any flowers are nice. I mean, I'm sure
yeah.
Christine like just loves flowers.
I like that
yeah.
you turned it on me somehow, but it didn't really work out for you.
No, it didn't.
All right, so you bought her some 99-cent Wegmans bouquet.
99-cent cool. Wegmans bouquet.
Did she enjoy her
94-cent found a discount. Yeah, she enjoyed it. She had a great time at the bridal shower. But anyway, the reason after our last games were done, I had one drink at the bar and then had to go back. For that, because her family was still in town, so we made a thing of it at her parents' house. So
okay.
it was a good night.
We stayed. I think it was like 8:30.
8:30.
So it was a good day for us too. It was nice. We stayed in town this weekend, so we didn't have to go worry about picking up Porter in Rochester.
It's
here.
Awesome, man. Like I said, I mean, you asked what 2-3 weeks ago. You're like,
yeah.
well, we're gonna stay in town on these weekends, and we're gonna be on the podcast.
Yeah.
I said, okay. I do what Tammy says. I'm scared of her. We just thought about she's gonna kill somebody. So
right, right. Luckily, we got that on, you know, recording. So, yeah, that won't come back to haunt us.
I said I was gonna.
There were implications involved, damn.
And
there were implications.
I'm not gonna say it wouldn't have happened. I'm just saying.
Okay, maybe we should stop.
You make good, buddy.
Yeah. No more alcohol. Cut it off. Like, edit. You edit that out.
Yeah. Nothing gets edited out.
At least after Nashville, because I'm like, I don't know how Nick can fix the bet. Or, I guess it's a trade. It's not even a bet. It's just a trade. Just a straight
it's
up trade. What are you going to do with your free time, Nick?
I don't know. I mean, it's Nashville. I mean, anything's possible.
Now, you've never been there, right?
I have not.
Nashville's awesome. You got to go see all the sights, so you'll be busy. You'll go
yeah.
like the...
I want to see the sights, too. No. Am I not allowed?
Not anymore.
You were.
It's up to Gordon. I don't know what you're playing.
If he allows you.
First of all, let's not go there. I do what I want anyway, so no one's allowing me to do that.
I like that you're specifying it like everybody listening didn't already know that. Trust me, we know who's in charge here. Nick has nothing to say. But that's saying
no comment.
That's fine. That's great.
I can get myself in trouble if you'll thank you.
That's fine. I mean, you're probably already in trouble for trading your wife. So I mean, there's that. No, he's not. Wow.
No,
Sammy's not that mad about it.
Like,
she's just
not the first time I've traded away.
And I'm just. This is why.
Look, if anybody can teach you about how to want to murder somebody, it's Gordon. So you guys will have a lot of great things to talk about there for sure.
Good times.
Oh my God, Topper, it's only at an hour. We kind of almost did it. It's crazy.
Let's keep going. All right,
well, as avid listeners of the show know, this is the part where we do our winners and losers of the day. So we'll go around the room. Usually I start at my left. So Jeff Kroll, who are your winners and losers of this week?
I guess I can think of a couple winners. Just starting first thing in the morning, Zach played awesome in Breakfast Club. I mean, I thought he looked like a real winner.
He was killing it.
He was really killing it out
he
there.
He forgot how to cover the back line later in the day. That's an inside joke that he's laughing at. That's all I care about. Mm-hmm. Go on.
So he was a winner to me. Andrew playing through his finger injury and just turning in some awesome performances, that makes him a winner. And I guess also, I had a talk with Bobby McConnell at the bar after the game. And I guess today's his birthday.
Birthday, buddy. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Bobby.
Happy birthday, Bobby.
And,
happy birthday, Bachelorette Lauren, too, I think.
Is that
awesome? Oh, is it?
Yeah, today's her birthday, because we were doing shots yesterday, and then Zach's birthday's on Wednesday.
Look at that.
A lot of TSL birthdays coming
Look
up.
Look at
that. Or right now.
Yeah, but I talked to Bobby at the bar, and, a lot of people, when they're missing their full team, they'll make excuses and just be like, well, things would have been different if I had X, Y, or Z. And he didn't do any of that. And he just took accountability and said, look, I got to play better to win games. So I always appreciate that attitude from people.
Perfect. Nick, you have to talk here, so we speak directly into the mic. And tell me who your winners are from this week.
The winners, I'd say, is probably the bar. I mean, the fact that everybody was at the bar just hanging out, having fun for the first time in almost a year now.
Didn't have to worry about mass, all that.
I would say the bar probably won.
What a weird feeling.
It was a little weird.
It was weird.
Like, I kept instinctually putting it on to, like, walk in to pee or something.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't have to do this anymore. It's so weird now. Why is that weird?
But yeah, whatever. Right? No, why is it weird that you don't have to wear a mask?
Such is life, right? That's a very good answer. You didn't do a loser, right?
No, do you want me to do a loser now?
No, let's just do winners.
Yeah, that's fine.
Tammy, who's your winner of the week?
All right, I'm going to have two winners. I'm going to have the Stunts for still winning both games and staying undefeated. And then I heard great things about Jill Battaglia playing with Public Enemy. I guess she had an amazing game. So,
Joey and Jill on Public Enemy. Is that the future? Is that the post-Cole place we're going to go, guys?
I don't know, but I heard she had a great game, and I know she played very well. So I just want to give a shout-out to her.
She suffers through so much, so it's good to get her a shout-out.
She's got to wake up next to Joe every day, right?
No, I think they sleep in separate beds.
Oh, okay. Well, anyhow.
Well, he's got Joey and his ego.
Well, that's because... Well, no. Don't forget, Joey needs those side rails on the bed so he doesn't fall out.
That's true.
That's all it is. Tabber's drinking before he gets to his winner of the week.
Yeah, I think the winner, there's a lot of new people at the bar yesterday, which I thought was fun. It added a little, maybe it was some of these people's first time out since COVID, who knows, but it was fun.
That's perfect. My winner of the week is definitely going to be my new advocate, my client, the muscular magician, Dan Nachi. He's fantastic. He's one of the nicest people I've ever met. He willingly gave drunk Bobby a ride home yesterday. He was like, Bobby walked up because Bobby was just like trolling for a ride home because I guess he doesn't want to buy an Uber. And he walked up to Dan and was just like, where do you live? And Dan's like, Cheektowaga. And he's like, well, I live in Lackawanna. That's close enough. Can you drive me home? And I was like, I think I even said to him, I was like, I gave him like the head gym, you don't have to do that. Like, don't worry. He's like, nope, yeah, I'll do it. No problem. Nope. Didn't even think about it. And Bobby's like, all right, let me know where you want to go. And Dan's like, all right, let me finish this last beer because I just bought him a beer and he still took him home. What a good guy. So, like, that's the type of good people that I deal with nowadays. So shout out to Dan. He's one of the nicest people ever. I'm glad that he's sticking around. Again, you mentioned, a lot of people mentioned the bar, the new people at the bar there.
Yep.
He's a part of that.
Yeah.
And he's a great guy. And like I said, he's going to be in The Bachelorette. That's exciting.
You talked him into that? Did I miss that part?
I didn't have to talk him into it. I just kind of like said something. No, actually, it's funny because Lauren was over there talking with him too. I forget who was talking with him at the time. It wasn't me. But somebody had said, like, oh, you're going to be in The Bachelor? And he's like, oh, well, I heard there's an age thing, because, like, Lauren said that. Like, oh, I want him to be a little bit older. That's gone, by the way.
Because
Dan was like, I'm younger than that. But then then somebody said, flex your muscle. And, like, he made his big monster wrestling muscle. And Lauren went, I think this is going to be okay. It was fantastic. So I guess she's the winner, too. But, all right, we're going to move on to losers. Jeff, who's your loser of the week?
I don't really have strong losers. I guess, I hate to put them in this category, but I just don't like when people are unnecessarily chippy in very friendly games. So I'll go with the free ballers couple that kind of made a bit unpleasant for us.
That's okay. Don't be dicks, guys.
Yeah, that's it.
Nick, you got anybody?
I spent a lot of time at the bar, so I didn't see a lot of games. But to me, I think once again, ourselves and Public Enemy, because we were very short-handed against two very good teams, and it kind of sucked to be have basically...
Your biggest loser of the week is you. I like it. You traded your wife, man. Just go with it.
She'll be happy.
She'll be fine. She's
the
not
sacrifices
now.
He makes for his wife.
She's not now? Unbelievable.
Well, Porter is here, so yes.
All right,
that's her puppy.
I got my puppy. That's all that makes me happy, my puppy.
But let's talk about things that make you unhappy. Who's your loser of the week?
Really?
Yeah, of course.
Wow.
No, I want you to
say
it.
What's her name?
I think it's Beta.
Beta.
Yeah, it's got to be. That's fine. No.
Yep.
Don't do it.
I'm
you
not.
You want to say the B word, the other B word. Don't do it.
I won't.
That's fine. We knew who your answer was.
Exactly. It wasn't.
Tammy's just enraged. Don't worry. We're going to drink and get on the hot tub real soon. It'll be fine. Patrick, who's your loser of the week?
Loser of the week. Actually, this is a good one.
You have so many options, apparently.
Well, we had an issue in our game against Practice Squad 2.
Oh, go on.
This was, I don't know, reffing. We had, I'm not going to name names of our refs. You guys can figure that one out. It's just time. It seemed like, we had two possessions in the first half, as did Practice Squad, which doesn't make much sense. Like, the game, like, that half went...
The times were weird in general because there were some fields that were way behind. There were some fields that were right. Some games, like our A&A game, because we were down by a whole bunch and we threw a pick in the end zone like on the comeback tour, didn't work out. We just called it early and it was still kind of behind. So like,
it's not often though when you get to a half and everyone's caught by surprise on both teams.
Yeah, that's like, something.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, that's everyone.
Instead of
practice squad was in the middle of the drive.
Really?
And you know,
they said, "Oh, cool, 1 minute to go." What?
No, we thought the guy was counting out 5 seconds left in the huddle.
Oh, boy.
5 seconds and a half. So.
What are you doing here? You allowed this to happen.
We were kind of shorthanded with refs yesterday.
Yeah,
so.
No, it was. But that should have been a winner, too, the people who stepped up to referee.
Yeah.
That was a really good one, yeah.
Because, like, I just remember that. Because Jay said, hey, we're out a lot of our regular refs. Who can do it? And a lot of people stepped up. We had new people. That's going to happen. You know, new people are going to make mistakes, whatever. I don't think it was that tragic. Other than your scenario, that's kind of shitty. But other than that, it wasn't too bad at all. I didn't notice. Other than maybe a little behindness, but...
Yeah. That's going to happen when you have players that are reffing games after they're done playing.
They had that, and then there was
and
also...
I think that there was a lot of game... People had multiple games. So, like, I know with the stunts,
first one started way late.
Like, way late.
Your
team was
running
late,
so.
Like, on field one. So by that time, like, it was just late all...
Yep, because I remember after one of our games, somebody said, where are the untouchables? And I was like, I don't even see them. And I realized, oh, they're over there still playing their first game. Mm-hmm. And so they had to wait for that to end for them to come over. It's just one of those things. I mean, that runs into it with double headers with multiple.
That's why we have a bar.
Exactly. And that's why I'm like, no one cares. Like,
it wasn't terrible. No, not like people were standing there all mad about it.
And it was a night. I mean, it's a beautiful day, so it is what you figure it out. Like,
it was the right time for that. My loser of the week isn't anybody in particular. I guess it's just people who. I don't know, talk down about the league they're playing in a way. Like, they're not talking about the league itself, because obviously we just said most people, thoroughly love the league and all this jazz. But they're the people, like I mentioned during the Juice game, like, oh, we're playing a bunch of girls. I can't believe we're losing to a bunch of girls. People who say that stuff. And it happened during the Bullock Bay A&A game, and I wish Travis was here, but one of the people in A&A were just like, they made a play, but they didn't have it. Somebody said, well, if this was real football...
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that just the worst comment when people say
that? That is the worst comment. Like, literally, the person on Travis's team said it. I'm not going to call that person out because I don't remember who it is. I think it might have been Josh Jablonski. I don't care, though. And they just were like... They said it. I look at Travis because he wasn't on the field at the time. And we just went, isn't that the worst when people say that? Like, what were you doing? And, you just immediately jumped in. Like, yeah, no shit. You're not tackling people and giving them concussions unless you're botched. But other than that, like... It's a different game, but it's still football. It's still awesome.
Yeah, and this is the one you signed up to play, so...
You paid money to do this. Like, what the heck? And
go play another sport if you want to play another sport.
It's ridiculous, but it is what it is, and that's fine. There's always going to be people in a league that do that and say that, and don't do it. There's no reason to talk down about it. Like, oh, if this was real football, you'd be destroyed. If I can't believe we're playing girls. Don't be that person. There's no reason to be that guy, because all you do is look like a jerk. And that's why you're loser of the week.
in general. That's just a general statement, too. Like, I'm not calling anybody out specifically. Just, like, when people say that, it's just, you're a loser. I don't like that. So, here we are with our final thoughts of the week. This is, yeah, dude, you act like you haven't done one of these before. You know, it's a pretty scary thing.
He forgets every single time.
It's loser of the week, Topper and his microphone.
Yes. I got it working now. We're good.
Yeah, it only took 14 times. You know when it was working? The first time you set it up, and then you tried to mess with it. Don't touch it.
I'm not. Don't do it.
We're almost not. We're going home.
Just leave it there.
I need one of those next week, the one that Tammy has.
That's fine. You can have whatever you want. You own it now.
Yeah, that's well.
I think technically it's stealing. We'll get out. We'll talk about it.
Own it, stole it, whatever.
Possession is 9/10 of the law. Yeah. All right, Jeffrey, please give me your final thoughts of this week.
Final thoughts. I think that TSL has been really, really great this season, but I'm looking forward to seeing what JKSL can do next week. I think we're really going to take it to new heights. People are going to forget about you real fast, Topper, so I'm sorry.
That's not true. He'll be on the podcast now. Oh.
We'll bring him in as a special guest on our podcast.
I'll be back on Sunday.
Will you want to be the special guest podcast on next week?
Oh, yes. May I come to your podcast, please?
Yes, we're going to hold it at your house.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
I love it. No, Nick's supposed to do this, but he left his microphone to go do dog stuff. No, it's fine. Tammy, okay. I'm going to skip to you. You do your final thought of the week.
It was really nice just kind of have normalcy back, right? Everyone just hang out. That's honestly, like, it was so cool just to be able to walk onto the field, watch other games, sit there with your bucket of drinks and just watch teams and go, like, back up to the bar and hang out and not have to worry about, like, oh, is my mask? Where's my mask?
You think it was nice. Try being one of us that was having to be at the door for...
I will say, like, honestly, you guys did an amazing job. Like, it was... You did what you had to do and it was done amazing, like, but I'm glad that part is... No.
We didn't enjoy it.
It was nice near the end where a lot of people started helping out, though. Like,
oh,
JT
for sure.
And Garrett and there was some
Alex Baker took the gate a bunch of times. Yeah.
So think about how long we've been playing football with masks on and stuff. And yesterday we were in the bar, inside the bar, and the bartenders didn't have masks on, which is fine. But I was like, oh, Sid, I've never even, you know, I've only seen her eyes.
Oh. Yeah, I had the same observation too. Where it's like I've met you 1,000 times, but I've never actually seen your face before.
Nope,
with some
never
people.
Not once. So
a lot of eyes wide shut stuff going on here. Wait, what? Never mind, that's a joke maybe only some people will get. Nick, it's your final thought, bud. This is your moment to talk about anything you want about the week. Come on.
You know, it's kind of like Tammy said, it was nice to be at the bar, but it was also nice to be able to go actually watch some games.
Yeah.
Kind of scout some teams again, because obviously we got a few new teams in our division and everything, so it was nice to kind of go out there and see what you're going to be battling later on in the year and everything. So it was kind of fun to be able, and once again, see everybody's face, too.
Do you think this is your year to win D3?
No.
Did you say no or yes?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a firm.
Why not?
Because I believe Blaze's team, unfortunately, has a little bit better of a team than we did.
I'm going to double down on my bet with Puckett All-Stars winning and Frodo losing.
I mean, I believe we're going to definitely give him a good game.
I think it'll be a good game.
I like
game,
this.
I'm not taking this out of bet here. You're not changing it.
I'm saying right now, I think it'll be a good game.
It's going to be a good game. I mean, it's going to be a back-and-forth game. Right. It's going to be a matter of who makes the first mistake.
And it's kind of that way with Quinn. Like, every time we play with Quinn, like, Quinn's a very good team, right?
Absolutely.
So, we beat them, sometimes they beat us. It's always a good competition, and we have a great time playing against them.
I would argue that if the winner is going to be one of those three teams. I think it's a very safe thing
absolutely.
To say.
Yeah, absolutely. And 100%, I'll say that. It's going to be one of the three of us, but can you say for sure, who knows?
It's actually kind of terrible that you're not going to be able to play them at full strength because you kind of want to finish first in that division because you don't want to have to play one of the other two teams in the 2-3
middle. Yes.
Right,
no.
Absolutely.
That's
100%.
Awful.
100%.
And that's the other reason why it sucked that we didn't have our team this week, too. That we shouldn't have hopefully.
Can you reschedule your game so you'll have everybody? You should try. Actually, there's no way that Blaze is listening to this and then allow that to happen.
I said something to him yesterday at the bar. I was like, and he's like, it's not going to happen. We'll play again at a different time. It was just excuses, and I'm
we
like,
we know
whatever.
Who we're dealing with. It's super
I know.
Fine.
So it is what
somebody
it is.
Somebody tried to put a whole roster of D1 and D3.
Whatever.
Fine. Not a big deal. All right, cool. Topper, did you do your final thought?
I didn't. Well, I don't really have any thoughts today.
I know, so give me the last one.
The last thought.
The last final thought.
All right, well, TS World. It's TSL World. It's the JK show. Next week, two of them. Two JKs to take the spot of one Topper.
We need to get a
logo. That ratio's about right. We might need a third, to be honest.
Do we have another JK?
We could probably find one.
What's the plan? What do you guys got planned for next week? Any surprises?
I already told you. No, I don't have any surprises.
All right.
That's fine. Unless you're going to give me the company credit card, I don't have any.
No.
I want to bring back that rule on extra points where a gender's worth one more.
Yeah, two and three.
Maybe we'll do that for one week only. I love that.
It was the best. Hey, this was something that I keep thinking about. I'm like, we need to figure out a way to somehow institute an onside kick near the end. Because, like, some of these games are kind of like, they could be closer if the team could get the ball back. They'd have to, like, convert from, like, maybe midfield, not between midfield and, like, the 2-point line. And then they'll have the ball, and if you don't get it, the other team gets it there, and it's the game's basically over anyway.
I feel like I don't know, maybe like a wine tournament or something like that is the opportunity to try give it like an experimental go and see if people like it or not.
It would just be an interesting wrinkle.
We do have a wine tournament coming up.
Like, you wouldn't need it every time, but I think if the rules just said, hey, if the game's this close within a score, you can try this.
Of course
there's teams out there that say we'll do onside kicks every time. No, we're not doing that. But if it's a close game under 2 minutes or whatever,
I agree,
I think that would be really cool. And because, like Travis was saying, maybe like halfway, like do it from the halfway point, but like I don't know, like I want it to be like I would say, like if we made, like I said, in between the 2-point line and the halfway mark, because it's a hard when you're basically doing a jump ball thing, unless we give them like 2 downs to do it. I don't know, something ridiculous. But it can't be too long, because we can't make games go longer and everything like that. But if you're going to turn the ball over like deep in your territory, then like whatever, I don't know. It's in the works, but I think it'd be a really cool idea. So that's just
give it some more thought and see what.
I don't know how to give it more thought than that. That's why I told you and Jeff, and now you guys figure that part out. You're the brains.
Oh, I was supposed to be listening.
We'll play this back. Don't worry, exactly. He'll be fine.
All right, thanks, Topper. You're dynamite. My final thought, I don't have one specifically. That is dynamite. I'm just excited. Actually, I'm almost bummed that we're past the halfway point of the league, because I feel like things are just starting to ramp up and it's super fun. And then all of a sudden you think about it and you're like, all right, we got weeks 6, 7, and 8, and then playoff. Oh, man. Like, that stinks. I mean, then we have the wine tournament on August 14th.
Yeah, August 14th.
Because a lot of people were asking about the date, because, like, people have been, all right, I have been building a wine tournament roster when I just...
Yeah, apparently half my team is gone already.
No, they sure are.
Yeah.
They're not your team. They're playing new people.
I might not have a team. That's good.
You'll 100% have a team. There's no way Topper won't have a team. Like, that's ridiculous.
There's a winery. I'll be okay.
Topper's going to be the starting quarterback for the Sticky Bandits. It's fine.
We do very well with Topper.
Everybody does.
Wine tournament?
Yeah.
But, so that's August 14th, which I'm really, really excited for. Hey, you check out the fields, right?
Yeah.
How are they? We're going to have two again?
Two fields, yeah. There'll be probably a little smaller than the usual fields. We'll make it work, though.
Of course. So that means we'll have the same two divisions going on.
Morning. I think we'll go with what we did with the indoor season and just have it, you know...
Open?
Open, no D1 team specifically, you know, so that there's a mix.
That's fair. Because, I mean, maybe Public Enemy does it, because they usually would play in one, but they switch up a bit.
Yeah.
And maybe tight ends would do it, but...
Two sessions, one in the afternoon, one in the morning. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. So. That sounds like a lot of fun. I know a lot of people are actually getting jazzed for it.
Oh, yeah.
People want more football from the JKSL. Yeah. So,
didn't you guys meet there?
We didn't meet.
Wasn't there.
We officially...
Consummated?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, boy.
Wow. I just love this podcast exclusive.
I'm just trying to be funny, and it's just like, yeah, no problem. It's fine.
We're going
to
save this.
I was a little drunk at that point, go figure, right? So I had two.
Well, you had to be. I mean, he drank.
Two just bottles of wine.
That's why I trade her, seriously?
I know.
I can only handle so much of a drunken mess.
Okay, I'm... Maybe not. And thank you everybody for coming out this week.
That's it. We gotta go. Time's up. We are way over our hours.
Yeah, we are way over our hours. But we're always way over our hours.
Shut his mouth for something.
That was fun. Well, because it was the end of your life. So you already know she's murdery right now, and you're gonna say that. That's on you, buddy. Guys, thank you again for taking the time out of your lives to listen to this during the week. We actually kind of put an effort now to like build this studio every day, and I have to drive all the way out to Topper's house, which is just
hell. It's this the is worst. Hell.
Now I have to go sit in a pool in a hot tub. It's terrible, but
tough life.
Yeah, it's crazy though. But again, there's people who keep telling me they want to be on the podcast, so we don't have trouble getting.
I'm gonna just say this: just run up to Joe and be like, "Joe, I want to be on the podcast, and I'll try to make it work."
No, Tammy.
There was no flashing involved.
Tammy.
Joe, I want to be on the podcast.
Like, did you have to flash?
No. Topper wanted nothing to do with the podcast because it was Lenny's thing. But now that we're doing it at his house, he's like in love with it. That's why all of a sudden we have all this equipment. He cares.
The quality from the one. I'm like,
it was awful. I admit it. Whatever, man. I'm sorry that I don't have a studio.
It's not authentic like the original down in my basement with Ramir and Lenny with the swear jar.
The swear jar. Oh, God. I don't want a swear jar.
I would have paid a lot of money today.
Fuck yeah, you would have. All right. thank you to this league for all you do for me and make my life a better place, and I appreciate it, and thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen to this and comment and all the things you do to make sure it happens. Like, the fact that there isn't anything, like, tragic happening that we're like, oh, this is awful, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's just been great, and everybody has the same sentiments. This is sentiments?
Sentiments.
Like, the league's been great. Everybody's having a good time. Everybody's been mostly cool. People are picking up their trash. Oh, can we get garbage cans on the field? Because people are like, hey, you want us to pick up our bottles and stuff, but at the same time...
I think that's a good idea.
Where are we putting them? There's only the one trash can that was by the gate.
I know.
That's a giant improvement right there. I got that right away.
That was like a Jenga thing, trying to get one more bottle onto that can.
Yeah, 100% did that. Yeah, all we did was leave it there, too. So we got to get, like, maybe some just homeless guy to come in and pick them up or something. Beast right. Brother.
We just
that was
there.
The natural way to go with that. We were all thinking it, yeah.
That's why that was the pause. All right, but again, all right. Let's go. People have heard us drone on long enough, and yeah, we got more people coming on. Like, so we got to have Jordan on soon. I think Hogan wanted to come on. We're going to have the Thompson cast at some point. It'll be fun, that's for sure. And then I still have to have Travis come on, who was supposed to be on this show after he demanded last night to be on the podcast and then bailed. Botch and Diana are coming on, which is something that Lenny wanted for forever, and now that Lenny can't throw Botch, he's going to do it.
Okay.
That's exciting. And there's more
channel art in there, Lenny.
Oh, that's great. Thank you, TSL. I love you. And
bye.
A man with giant ears begging your pardon. What if a garbage man was actually smart? A common misconception that we're tearing apart. Into a dog, dog food is just food. Into a sock, a mansion's just a beach shoe. A milk dud sitting in the acid rain. A house cat addicted to the cocaine. No teeth, unlimited floss. These are just a few of our incredible thoughts. Incredible thoughts, incredible minds. It's a miracle my head can contain them. My spectacular brain for all humankind. Changing how we think about space and time. Now it's time to share them with the people. So incredible. A ballerina waits for the bus. A number one dad trophy covered in rust. A nun duck to basketball, living the impossible. A man breaks his leg inside a hospital. We just thought of that, and it could change the world. We're like a smart oyster full of pearls. Such as an ultrasound of a new baby with a Santa hat drawn on. Yeah, that's my kind of Christmas card. What if a butterfly was made out of butter? These small thoughts could destroy Big Brother. The world's cutest kitten just hugging a dog. Just one of many of our incredible thoughts. What if one thought could kill the people? What if one song could end all evil? Imagine if a fish could play guitar and also sing. It would sound bizarre, like my name is Mr. Fish. Yeah, these guys' thoughts have granted my wish. Oh, and that may have just changed the course of time. I swear my mind blows my mind.